for Not Monday. Which is cool, except I know this is weird to say, but Monday really wasn't that bad for me. I don't know if how it was for you. Talk a bit of a strange, you know. It's one of those things. Sorry, very quick science lesson. You know how sometimes you're just bored out of your mind and time seems to drag on? That's because somewhere else somebody's having a great time and time's flying by, so you get their extra time. That's just how it works. That's just how it works. I don't make the rules. Welcome.
Wait, why do people keep saying our episodes are longer since I've been on?
Welcome to the last day of the month where the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing it to you today, the man that's, well, he's going to speak only when it's appropriate. That there's podcasting rich secret.
I'm not even going to dignify myself with a response to that.
I wouldn't. And I'm the guy that doesn't mind listening to what you have to say, but I have a request. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Be more constructive with your feedback. Why?
What? What happened, sir?
In 1842, the U.S. Naval Observatory, one of the oldest scientific agencies in the U.S., is authorized by an act of Congress.
1880, Thomas Edison is granted a patent for an electrochemical receiving telephone. The drug phone?
1895, Count Ferdinand von Zeppelin patents the rigid airship known as the Count Ferdinand.
1897, Thomas Edison receives a patent for the kinetoscope, a device for producing moving pictures.
1900, Coca-Cola is first sold in Britain in the basement restaurant of Spence's Department Store, a silk merchant and general goods store at 7679 St. Paul's Churchyard, London, EC4.
Johnny's in the basement mixing up the Coca-Cola. 1910, the first U.S. airplane flight over water is made by Glenn Hammond Curtis in a biplane over Lake Erie.
1920, the first news radio program in history is broadcast by radio station 8MK from Detroit, Michigan.
1936, Elizabeth Cowell becomes the first female television announcer during BBC transmissions from Radio Olympia. The Radio Olympics? Who makes the best commercial? What the hell is that?
1955, the first solar-powered car is publicly demonstrated by General Motors Corporation. The Sunmobile was designed by William G. Cobb.
Same day, same year, John McCarthy of Dartmouth College, Marvin Minsky of Harvard University, Nathaniel Rochester of IBM, and Claude Shannon of Bell Laboratories send out invitations to participate in a summer session researching what they call artificial intelligence at Dartmouth College. It is the first recorded use of the term artificial intelligence in history.
1962, President Kennedy signs the Satellite Act.
And Dave Matthews was happy. 1968, Dr. Michael E. DeBakey of Houston leads the first simultaneous multi-organ transplant from one donor to four recipients.
1971, astronaut Dave Scott becomes the first person to drive a vehicle on the moon.
1998, the iTex Corporation of Portland, Oregon files a suit against 100 users of Yahoo bulletin boards for making defamatory statements against the firm. You will not speak ill of us.
North Korea allegedly launches its first satellite, Kwangmyongsung. The government later announces that it has successfully entered a stable orbit, but NORAD cannot confirm the claim.
2006, Google launches the Google Image Labeler service as a beta.
Also, Edvard Munch's famous painting, The Scream, stolen on August 22, 2004, is recovered in a raid by Norwegian police.
2009, the Walt Disney Company announces it has reached a deal to acquire comic book publisher Marvel Entertainment for $4 billion in cash and stock. Under the terms of the agreement, Marvel shareholders will receive $30 and 0.745 Disney shares for each share of Marvel.
And in 3010, Brian Boitano defeated the evil Robot King and saved the human race.
That's what Brian Boitano would do. Birthdays?
Mickey James is 42. She's a country singer and WWE badass.
Chris Tucker is 50 from Friday, Money Talks, Rush Hour, The Fifth Element.
D. Bradley Baker is 59 from American Dad, Codename Kids Next Door, Gravity Falls, Phineas and Ferb, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Bad Batch. Basically a heavy-hitting voiceover machine.
Julie Brown is 63 from Earth Girls Are Easy, Medusa Dare to Be Truthful. That one really cool episode of Tiny Toon she was on.
She was in a bunch of Weird Al videos.
And she knows to stay away from homecoming queens.
Richard Gere, 72. Officer and a Gentleman, Primal Fear, Chicago, and the Mothman Prophecies.
No longer with us, born this day in 12. Caligula, a Roman emperor. You can see his movie if you want. I wouldn't watch it with mom and dad.
I heard he's a big fan of gatherings. 1821, Hermann von Helmholtz. He's a German physicist known for theories of vision and perception.
1875, Frederick March won an Academy Award for 1931's Jekyll and Hyde, which is still amazing. Death of a Salesman and Hair of the Wind.
1914, Gypsy's crush, Richard Basehart. Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, and Knight Rider.
1924, Buddy Hackett, the Music Man, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, The Love Bug, Bud and Lou, Little Mermaid, just a sheer delight.
Yeah, massive influential stand-up comic, too.
Indeed.
Was a huge hitter on the roaster circuit, the Friars Roasters. Not Kenny Rogers Roasters, very different group. And 1928, James Coburn, Magnificent Seven, The Great Escape, Our Man Flint, In Lake Flint, Dark Room, Hudson Hawk, Monsters Incorporated, and had a fantastic voice.
I loved his singing.
On CBS, we've got a rerun of NCIS, New Love Island, and a rerun of FBI Most Wanted.
ABC, Bachelor in Paradise, then Party Wave, Ricket for the Biscuit on a new The Ultimate Surfer, dude.
NBC is Semifinals 1 on a New America's Got Talent. Semifinals 2, Capital One, College Bowl.
Fox flipped my block on a new Lego Masters. And a percussionist is forced to reflect on her family's history to better understand why her tight-knit Cuban family is so unwilling to accept her musical career on a new Fantasy Island.
Wasn't that a plot of one of the Disney, not Pixar, but Disney movies recently?
Possibly. Yeah.
CW, a surprise visit from Croc and Paula catches Barbara and Pat off guard as the latter mulls over telling Courtney the truth about Eclipse's past. Nervous encounter with the Shade provides Courtney with important information. Sydney makes a move on a new Stargirl and Superman and Lois.
Freeform has Wonder.
AMC has Forrest Gump.
FX has Divergent.
FXX, Simpsons Marathon with Lost Our Lisa, Natural Born Kissers, and Lord of the Dance.
FXM with Glass.
BBC America has the classic BBC British movie called The Last of the Mohicans.
Paramount Network's got your Back to the Future trilogy, so there's that.
So you can watch Back to the Back to the Back Back. Siffy has Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
TBS, Ezekiel wonders if their journey has been cursed by God, which would make the trip destined to fail as the wagon train prepares to cross the Blue Mountains, and Benny attempts to improve his relationship with Trig by making amends on a new Miracle Workers.
TNT has arguably the worst... The worst of the Avengers movies. It's Age of Ultron.
But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network tonight. After a 12-year-old girl is adopted by the cousin of her biological mother, who threatens to regain custody of the child after she's released from psychiatric care, the young girl takes extreme measures to remain with her adoptive father. Hattie Crackton and Heather Mitchell star in Daddy's Perfect Little Girl.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad asks Joey for guidance in matters of the heart. He suggests that Chad needs to step up and take the bull by the horns, so Chad invites Abby to a movie on campus. Eric calls Abby, but Chad answers and proceeds to give Eric the business, which infuriates Abby. If Chad doesn't fix things with her, he'll end up at the Friday night sausage party that is his dorm. If he plays his cards right, though, it could be the comeback of a lifetime. Otherwise, this is the end. Hashtag Chabby forever.
Okay, let's read a couple of letters here.
Greetings, GRD crew. I'm back into my groove with Chad and Abby as I have determined that they are once again on campus for school in... Cheers, that's from Jared in Anaheim. Well, damn, Jared. One day again? You're getting pretty good at doing those. Again. Letterkenny reference, nice. And now Groundhog Day? Hitting some pretty solid properties today. Starscream and Cobra Commander have the same voice actor? That makes perfect sense. Wow, Flintstress, no spoiler before announcing they all die? Cap fought a Nazi werewolf? That can't be right. Nice dad joke, Flynn. With warm regards, that's from Mark. Well, you're absolutely right, Mark. Although I'm trying to remember what the Letterkenny... Oh, wait, I do remember what Letterkenny reference was now. No, you're right. We try to throw in references. It just pops into our head. We're just crazy, spontaneous people, which makes me wonder why we bother with these scripts. If you have any idea, or if you might know where Chad and Abby are, by all means, drop us a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Of course, a voicemail, a text message are always welcome. Use the magic numbers.
510-GRD.
Buddy Hackett, more like Buddy Wacket.
Get the full spectrum of electronic selection at Tiger Squawk Records. TigerSquawkRecords.bandcamp.com, Facebook.com/TigerSquawkRecords. Industrial, goth, electronic rock, EBM, EDM, IDM, experimental and noise. Spanning the globe, direct to your earlobe, it's the record label with jumper cables, Tiger Squawk Records. TigerSquawkRecords.bandcamp.com, Facebook.com/TigerSquawkRecords.
Hi, this is Jeff Combs, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
That man has never done a bad read in his entire life.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Sure. Sure you don't. What's out today, sir?
Well, in our TVL, we've got Blue Bloods, the 11th season. Wow, 11?
Fear the Walking Dead, season 6. Wow, season 6? Really? Okay.
Good Doctor, season 4.
NCIS New Orleans, the final season, the one where Sam doesn't leap home.
In our movies aisle, we've got Berlin, Alexanderplatz.
12 Mighty Orphans.
Weird sequel to 12 Monkeys. Mortal Kombat Legends, Battle of the Realms.
In the Heights. But if we're watching anything, it'll be the story of 9 people who find themselves trapped in a warehouse that contains the remains of an amusement park, a place haunted by the spirit of Verdun Fell, a serial killer who died there a year before. And it took a year for it to become an underground thing?
Did he die in the warehouse or the amusement park? Because in the pieces are in the warehouse? Or is the amusement park the warehouse? I don't get it.
Find out as Andrew Roth, Camelia Kakstanikova star in Fright World.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Even though the San Diego Comic-Con didn't happen in person again this summer, that's not stopping the pop culture convention organizers from starting work on their Comic-Con museum. Back when Comic-Con was canceled last summer, organizers pledged that the museum would still open in 2021, and for the most part, that's still true.
Is the merch shop going to be called the Dealer's Room? Because it should.
Construction began on the Comic-Con Museum, and the first phase of the two-phase opening plan will be completed in November, just in time to coincide with the Comic-Con Special Edition event that's supposedly still happening the weekend immediately after Thanksgiving.
Only cosplayers that include masks will be allowed in.
They're not building an entirely new structure, however, but they are renovating the old federal building in Balboa Park. Either. That explains how they'll be able to open in November despite just beginning construction this week.
As long as they don't have to wait 6 hours to get into the Hall of Hall H.
For those who haven't heard, the Comic-Con Museum will be filled with all sorts of pop culture paraphernalia, paying tribute to comics, sci-fi, fantasy movies, TV shows, books, video games, anime, and so much more, but also be a place that bolsters creativity and education. Here's what organizers have said about the Comic-Con Museum. They imagined a place where fans could come together to celebrate the things they love, not just for a few days each summer, but all year long. A place where the public can learn about areas of art and pop culture of which they may not even be aware. A space where everyone is included, where old fans and new could enjoy the passion, creativity, and imagination of Comic-Con while learning about science, technology, art, storytelling, and much more.
Deodorant usage for gamers, the 5-2-1 rule, how to disengage from an awkward conversation.
Now the dream is starting to become a reality with the Phase 1 opening and daily operations at the Comic-Con Museum slated to begin November 26th of this year. It's important to acknowledge where we came from as geeks to inform where we are going, which is why I look forward to their class on self-defense against a mechanical pencil.
Epic Games teamed up with Time Studios to provide a unique, interactive experience where players could walk around a reimagined version of Washington, D.C. with Dr. Martin Luther King's iconic I Have a Dream speech playing. Players also learned of the history of racial segregation in the U.S.
In Fortnite. I'm sure that went well.
Well, Epic Games did disable emotes and dances aside from a handful of intentional, specific ones to remove the temptation of disrespectful actions by their player base.
I'm glad they planned for that.
Well, they were disabled 24 hours after the event began. And there were some they missed, including one where players wield a whip.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Apparently, this did not apply to special emotes purchased in bundles and crossover events. This includes the DC Comics crossover and whip crack emote from Catwoman, where players summon a whip out of thin air and strike the ground.
Whip crack with a floppy tail, and the beast was done.
Some felt the event was a poor fit for Fortnite, as players being able to dance as characters from various cartoons and games undermined the serious nature of the event. Epic Games have seemingly failed to avoid the mistakes they made last time they held a sensitive event. They had previously included a We the People presentation discussing racial discrimination inside Fortnite, only for players to pelt the screen with tomatoes. Look, Epic, you've got the spirit, but not the brains for something like this. It was especially obvious with the mini games involved in the event. Just stay in your lane and make a playable game. and start supporting creators of color. That's how you build a better tomorrow.
If you ever wanted to be like John Travolta's character in Face Off and wear Nicolas Cage's face, I got some good news for you.
Boy, have I.
Well, I've got good news if you've got like an extra $2,000 laying around. The folks at Legion M, one of the production companies behind the fantastic horror movie Mandy, is selling a hyper-realistic Nicolas Cage mask modeled on Cage's Mandy character Red Miller. The end result is kind of disturbing and very pricey.
Papa's got a brand new bag with a face in it.
The mask comes from Legion M and FX artist Rubber Larry and is meant to represent Cage's Mandy character Red Miller. Each mask is individually handmade by Larry, starting with an uncanny sculpture of Nicolas Cage from countless photos and references from the film. Cast in the highest grade latex rubber, these thick but soft and comfortable masks are inspected, trimmed, and then primed, painted, sealed in silicone rubber for realism, durability, and longevity. A technique Larry developed while fabricating masks that would be put through production wear. Every mask gets the utmost attention to detail, from the skin tone to the translucent blood, all the way down to the painstakingly hand-laid, styled, and trimmed hair. The mask looks like Red is right there with you.
It's like looking in a mirror, only, you know, not.
However, there are some catches. This isn't the type of mask you can just get easily at Halloween Adventure or the Spirit Halloween store. Oh, no, 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 no. As stated, this is going to set you back $1,999, and they're only going to be 30 of them made. There are 10 units ready to ship now, and once those 10 are sold, the remaining will be on pre-order.
Well, if you dress like Halloween, ghouls will try to get into your pants.
Each numbered piece comes with a certificate of authenticity signed by producer Daniel Noah of Spectrovision and by Rubber Larry himself. In keeping with the realism of the eyes, holes for adequate vision are drilled in the pupils. However, we do not recommend driving, operating machinery, or meeting John Travolta while wearing this mask.
Will it be sweet, spicy, or taste like regret? That's the question everyone is asking about the upcoming launch of the Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew.
I know nothing quenches my thirst quite like the refreshing taste of molten lava.
Matt Nielsen, senior director of marketing at PepsiCo, called the creation the company's most provocative beverage yet.
I don't know. That moonshiner they used to have was dressed somewhat provocatively.
Still interested? You can take your first taste on Tuesday. The drink will debut exclusively on Mountain Dew's virtual Dew store while supplies last.
Well, I know where I'm going. We're done with this.
If you're loving the drink, you'll love the upcoming merch even more. You can sport official Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew apparel from the clothing brand Broken Promises.
In case you ever wanted to perfect your Guy Fieri cosplay.
Broken Promises subscribers can buy the limited edition collection on September 3rd before the official launch on September 4th. The line will include shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and accessories. Hopefully these crossover items will sell much better than the Baja Blast feminine hygiene products.
Hurricane Ida is currently wreaking havoc on the East Coast, with some people staying to weather the storm. Some, however, are able to escape the storm and have taken refuge in places they may never have before.
As if the storm wasn't scary enough. Males have to interact with other people.
Free Play Richardson, located in Richardson, Texas, made an offer for those escaping Hurricane Ida. Did you have to take an unexpected trip due to Hurricane Ida? And DFW happens to be your refuge. Come hang at Free Play. Admission to DFW's hometown arcade is free for the next week through 9-4. For anyone with a valid Louisiana, Mississippi, or Alabama ID and their family, no questions asked. We'll distract you.
I heard Noah's Arcade was going to do something similar, but felt it would have been in bad taste.
There have been many crappy things that have happened or that people have done to each other over the course of the past few years, but some of us still have faith in humanity because of awesome people like this. Look, if you're in the path of the storm, be safe. And if there's something, no matter how little, that you can do to make anyone's life a little bit brighter, even during the darkest storm, do it. But if you can send a care package filled with Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, you're a terrible person. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial
Non-Commercial
3.0 license, and especially that Baja Blast stuff. Just stay away from that. Blah 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 blah. Blah or geekradio.com. Sure, that's it. All of that. You don't even want to know what they suggested you use on your gums. Ew, God, no, no. Drop us a note and let us know why you would never do such a thing. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or of course the voicemail, the text message. Use the magic numbers.
510 GRD.
Oh my God, did you order the code red? You're goddamn right I did.
Good times.
I asked for an army and all I got was you. You are not enough.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
And don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven, because it hasn't.
What would Brian Boitano do if he was here right now? He'd make a plan and he'd follow through. That's what Brian Boitano do.
When Brian Boitano was in the Olympics skating for the gold, he did 2 sow cows and a triple lutz while wearing a blindfold.
When Brian Boitano was in the Alps fighting grizzly bears, he used his magical fire breath and saved the maidens there. So what would Brian Boitano do if he were here today? I'm sure he'd kick an ass or two. That's what Brian Boitano do.
I want this V-chip out of me. It has stunted my vocabulary. And I just want my mom to stop fighting everyone.
For Wendy, I'll be an activist too, cause that's what Brian Boitano do.
And what would Brian Boitano do? He call the kids in town and tell them to unite for truth. That's what Brian Boitano do. When Brian Boitano dropped through time to the year 3010, the human race again.
And when Brian Boitano built the pyramids, he beat up Kublai Khan.
Cause Brian Boitano doesn't take shit from anybody.
So let's pull all the kids together and unite to stop our moms.
And we'll save Terrence and Philip too, cause that's what Brian Boitano do. And we'll save Terrence and Philip too, cause that's what Brian Boitano do.